Usually the way that men listen to women is they listen in two ways. They listen for the point and they listen for the problem. Because men are natural problem solvers, they want to fix it. They want to solve the problem. But a lot of times, guys, women just need to process out loud.
Welcome to the Danielle Hage Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Hage. Danielle is my mother-in-law and nini to my three girls. She is pastor, speaker, and founder of Dynamic Traits. She has over 40 years experience in family and marriage relationships. She's been married for 43 years to Steve Hage, who travels the world preaching the gospel, and together they pastor a church in Laguna Niguel, California. So welcome, Danielle.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, and thank you for bringing this winter rain from California.
Straight from California.
All right, so I'm excited because today we're going to talk about why listening to her benefits him. And there's one great benefit. Yes, yeah. What is it that
Bottom
we're going to get to?
Bottom line. If a man knows how to listen to a woman, it's going to benefit him in the bedroom. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
So if you understand the importance of listening to her, and it's going to be better for you. So let me start with this. First of all, usually the way that men listen to women is they listen in two ways. They listen for the point and they listen for the problem. Because men are natural problem solvers, they want to fix it. They want to solve the problem. But a lot of times, guys, women just need to process out loud. When a woman is stressed out, or there's an uncertainty, or a crisis, or you know some kind of emergency,
even just the mental load of everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to
just stress.
Talk it out. Yeah.
For whatever reason, what happens if she is if she doesn't get to talk about her feelings, her stress levels just keep rising. They go higher and higher. So one of her ways to relieve stress is that she's got to talk. Women connect verbally.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and when they feel connected, when they feel heard by their partner, they feel seen, they feel connected. It causes them to feel safe, which leads them to being vulnerable, which leads them to being even more uninhibited when it comes to the bedroom, right? Because if she feels safe with you and she feels close to you and connected, then she's going to be a lot more vulnerable in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So that's why you listen. Now, I understand for men, because I get these comments all the time, well, she's just complaining. She's just going on and on and on, and she doesn't want a solution. A lot of times we don't necessarily need a solution. We just have to process. This happened to me just the other day. I was very stressed and I was running around and I drop in at home. My husband is there. And I said, oh my gosh, I just got to get this out of my head. I have this to do and then this. And he looks at me and goes, whoa, wait a minute. So slow down, because he's ready to solve my problem. And I said, no. I go, I just got to say it, okay? You don't need to solve anything. And I just went, blah, 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 all the stuff. And then I go, okay, I feel so much better. And he just looks at me, just kind of shakes his head like, okay, like he's off the hook. I really just need to say it out loud. And then my stress level went down and I went on to do all the things that I needed to get done. But men get really frustrated with women because women don't want a problem. And a logical masculine man is going to say, well, then if you don't want a solution, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
And then a woman is going to feel like you don't care about her and she's going to feel disconnected and that she doesn't matter. So when a woman starts to talk about her feelings, you can ask her, do you want a solution or do you just want me to listen? And then she can decide, okay, listen or yes, I want your input at the end of this. And so then she gets to talk, and I always tell women, and for the guys, I want you to know, when I talk to women, I tell them, give men bullet points.
Yeah.
Speak in specific terms with as few words as possible about what it is that's bothering you or how you feel or what you need. Just give them the bullet points. If they want more details, they will ask. Save the details for your mom, for your girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know, girls love details. On the another side of that, guys, just know that if a woman is giving you details, and I know it can get tedious. Well, it was 2 o'clock and it happened. Maybe it was 2:05. You don't care what day or what time it was. I get that. Even that irritates me after a while when I hear women talk. But if you can, when she's giving you details, that means she trusts you. She feels close to you. Details are very important for women. They're very important. And for women, I heard it explained this one time. It's like, you know, men are hunters, women are gatherers. So it's like we have these internal baskets. And all day long, we're collecting details, times and prices of things and shopping lists and time that the kids need to be picked up. Like we're collecting details and information. We're filling our basket. And then when our basket is full, it's like we're so full we can't breathe. So we have to empty the basket, meaning we've got to start dumping, getting it out. So if a man would visualize doing this when she needs to talk, act, pretend like you're holding a basket or a bucket, okay? A trash can, something. You're holding something and she's just getting it out.
Yeah.
She's, you know, throwing up. She's just throwing up and getting it all out of her system. Mm-hmm. And you know how it feels after you throw up? You feel much better, right? Regardless of what kind of sickness, you throw it up and you just feel better. So if you just let her do that, if you interrupt her or try to solve her problem, it's like you're taking that throw up and throwing it back in her face, mm-hmm. which is suffocating. Then she can't finish talking. She can't breathe. So she doesn't have room for anything when she's full and can't breathe. Okay. So if you just let her get it out, she's, and you don't have to solve anything, she's going to walk away feeling like, oh my gosh, I love you. You're the best. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me. And you'll just be like, I didn't even say anything. 9 times out of 10, you don't need to. You just being there and seeing what that does, guys, is it validates her feelings, mm-hmm. okay? She, and to validate her feelings, men will say, well, but I don't agree, or I don't understand why she would feel that way. You don't have to agree. You don't have to understand. She just needs to know that her feelings are important to you, that her feelings matter.
Yeah.
You can just say, okay. Like, don't tell her that's dumb, that's stupid, you shouldn't feel that way. Feelings are not right or wrong. Ooh, something in my, they're not good or bad. They just are. They don't have any intellect. We shouldn't be led by our feelings because guess what? They're going to change in 10 minutes or they're going to change by tomorrow or the next hour because feelings come and go. And you don't know what her filter is of something that you said or you did or a look you gave landed on her in a negative way or a harsh way. We don't know what other people's filters are, how she was raised. Maybe you raised your voice and that was scared her because maybe her dad used to shout. I don't know. You know, we all have our stuff. But so if she says, you know, you yelled at me or you were mean to me, you might say, no, I wasn't because that wasn't your intention. But if it hurt her feelings, it hurt her feelings. And so again, this can be very liberating for the man. Again, you don't know what her filters are if you haven't talked about them. And you can just say, okay, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Gosh, I didn't intend to raise my voice or to be, you know, for that to come off angry. So I am so sorry I made you feel that way. Simple, easy. And guys, if you can't do that, that's just pride. That's just your ego getting in the way of not validating her feelings. So again, for men, when they feel stressed, and let me just add this. So when women feel stressed, they need to talk. They need to get out. When a man is feeling stressed, it actually... his blood flow goes straight to his brain and he needs to fix it, move, go for a run, do something to lower his stress levels, right? So maybe he needs to, you know, go to the gym or something that will lower his stress levels. We all have our ways of getting our stress down. Another thing is when a woman feels connected to you and she feels heard and she feels seen by a man, it will actually boost her oxytocin levels. That's the bonding hormone. I didn't say oxycontin. I said oxytocin, not to be confused. But it actually boosts her oxytocin levels. And that, again, is going to, you know, for a woman to have sex, she has to have enough oxytocin in her body to even have a desire for sex. And when she has too much stress going on, it lowers her oxytocin. When a man has too much stress going on, it lowers his testosterone. Yeah. So we need our hormones to be functioning properly. Hormones really have a lot to do in relationships. So a lot to do with relationships. So just having an understanding, you don't have to have all the scientific background, but just having an understanding that when I listen to her, her oxytocin levels are going up. This makes her have the energy to give, to nurture, again, to desire sex. When she gets to talk, when she feels heard and seen. So,
yeah, that was a lot.
A lot of information.
So a few things that I've learned along the way. I mean, I've only been married for 13 years, yeah. but Christian and I knew each other before we got married, and we worked together, mm-hmm. and I would send him emails. So not verbal communication at yeah. first, but I would send him an emails of, and they'd be like three paragraphs long of all the things that I needed or budget request or whatever it was. And he would reply back like, I'm not reading this. And so before we got married, he helped teach me, coach me of how he needed to be communicated with. If I need something or if there's a problem to solve, it does. It needs to be more in like bullet points. Yeah. It needs to be straight to the point. He doesn't necessarily need the whole reason why. He needs what can he do to fix it if right. it's that situation where I need him in that way.
Right.
So how that's transferred over into the last 13 years of marriage verbally is I've learned to set him up in the conversation. Recently, there was something that I just, in talking with mom friends and girlfriends, I just felt like we're not getting, like there's no, I don't like the solution us mom friends are coming up with, or I don't like the way we're processing this. I need a different perspective yeah. because I like to be the light in my girlfriends as well that like, okay, let's look at this from a different perspective. Let's have a positive outlook. Well, I just couldn't get there. So I set him up in that way, like, hey, I do need your help. I need you to problem solve, mm-hmm. but I need to process with you the conversations that's been happening
yeah.
and what I'm thinking. And he immediately is like, okay, tell me, you know, and then he helps me get to the other side of it. Yeah. But there's times too where I've had things going on or previously when I was working and I just needed to process what was going on. And I had to set him up that way because immediately Christian, especially my husband, he will like, oh, you just do this and you say this and you send this email and you have that meeting and it's over, you know? And I'm like, no. That's not my personality. I'm not going to go about yeah. it that way anyway.
Yeah.
And I need to deal with this. I just need to process. I need right. to get this out.
Right. I'll do that a lot of times with Steve. I'll say, this is happening. And he too, he's more intense than
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
And he'll just say, you need to stop. Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
And so I will take what he says because, you know, men will say, well, I feel like if she doesn't take my mm-hmm. solution, then she's disrespecting me.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand how a man might feel that way. But again, it's maybe she's hearing you, but she might go about resolving her issue
yeah.
in a little bit different way mm-hmm. than you would. Steve,
yeah.
all the time, he'll give me stuff and I'll just go, okay. I'm not going to say it exactly that way, but I hear what you're saying. And I might not even say that to him. I will take in, thank you for that information. Yeah. For your opinion on that, and then I'll do it in a way that speaks to Neil, doesn't yeah. speak Steve, to yeah. with whoever I'm talking to.
Yeah, but whenever I feel like he's listened to me, I mean, no matter what the conversation is or what the meaning of the conversation yeah. is, I mean, I feel so validated a lot
yes.
of times because, like, yes, we do talk to girlfriends, but they've got so much on their plates too, and they've right. got their own homes going on
yeah.
and their own kids to raise. I talk to kids all day, my kids, you know, but when you have that time to really connect right. and really talk with your significant other, I mean, I just feel like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
the world is okay again.
Yeah.
The voices are silenced.
Right, right.
I feel heard. I feel validated.
Yes.
I don't feel crazy anymore.
Right. And you feel close to him.
Yes.
You feel close yeah. to your partner. And guys, I just want to say this too, because I've heard a lot of men say, well, she's got 2 minutes, or I don't want to hear it. You know, and and if that, you have to decide, what do you want the outcome to be in your relationship? Because if you love this woman, if you cherish her, cherishing means sometimes putting her feelings before your own, even though you have every right to have your feelings cherished. But for a woman, because women generally are more emotional, their feelings are like, they're like another body part mm-hmm. in their body. They're very important. So if you're shutting her down, cutting her off, saying you're not interested, you're not going to have a good connection with her. And if, you know, if this is your life partner, you know, we both have to do our part. Yes, women need to use fewer words, you know, so that you will listen. And yes, men need to be more patient and actually listen. This is called love and respect.
Yeah.
And let me just say that about this. Because when a woman feels like you are cherishing her, like you're putting her feelings even above your own at times, okay, what she feels respected. And when a man is being respected by his wife, he feels cherished. He feels loved. He feels validated. He feels important. We both need love and respect. Yeah. We both need to be cherished, and we both need to be respected, both male and female. But it just does different things in us because biologically I'm a female. So when I am cherished, I know that he respects me, yeah, and I feel that. Yeah. And when a man, biologically, logical man, when he is being respected, he does feel cherished. And I want to answer this question too, because someone asked, well, what if I do respect him, but he says he doesn't feel respected by me? Mm-hmm. And I would say, have that conversation. Ask him, what does respect look like to you? Because sometimes we have a different idea of what certain words mean. And just, you know, because maybe it's not landing on him as respectful. Maybe it's not in your heart to be disrespectful at all. My husband has said that, well, that was disrespectful. And I'm like, what? It was? Something I said landed on him in a disrespectful way was not my intention. But I need to go back and go, okay, regardless, if that's how it landed on you, that's how it landed on you. So I need to apologize or just try a different way of saying something. But I've had to have that conversation with my husband. What does respect look like to you? What does appreciation look like to you? Mm-hmm. Because for different personality types, and again, how we were raised, different filters that we all have, mm-hmm, it can land on us differently. But what a great conversation to have. You know, that doesn't, mm-hmm, have to be intimidating or scary. Again, you're finding your connection with that person. Yep. And if you argue about everything and you never come to an agreement, and most of your relationship is arguing, I hate to be the one to tell you, but you are not compatible. You're not compatible. And to have a good connection, a good relationship, you've got to have the chemistry, you've got to have the passion, and you've got to have communication. Mm-hmm. And you've got to have compatibility, or it's not going to work. So if it's a constant arguing, and hopefully you find that out before you get married. if you just can't agree on anything, don't marry that person. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be compatible. Yep. Who wants to live like that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you feel like, so we've had a podcast where when there is an issue, you know, a woman, yep, is feeling like, okay, I need to bring something to my husband. There's an issue, whether it's my feelings are hurt or I don't like the way something's going on or, you know, whatever it is, there's an issue that I need to bring up. You have a full podcast on how to approach him and, right, not just he walks in the door and be like, right, these are all the things that I'm upset about and I'm overwhelmed about and this has to change and this has to change.
Right.
You step have a by formula.
Step, what, yeah, how to talk to a man, yeah, and tell him what it is that you need. And you know what? You know what I hear so much from men is that if she would just say it, mm-hmm, I would do it. But women tend to beat around the bush. They drop hints, little clues, expecting the man to read their mind and to pick up on the hints. Men don't pick up on hints. They don't pick up on clues. You need to be specific. Be authentic. Tell him exactly what it is that you need. But I find with a lot of women, they don't know what they need. They don't know how to express what they, yeah, need. So girls, you first have to figure it out. Figure out what it is you need and maybe sit down and talk to another friend and help have somebody kind of walk you through it or coach you through it. Let's write down exactly what it is that I need for my husband. And remember, not one person is going to be able to meet your every need. Yeah. You know, I have my girlfriends that meet a lot of needs. I have other guy friends and girlfriends, group friends that meet some of the needs that I have that my husband doesn't want to do. There's some needs that only God can meet. You know, there's some needs that just another human being it's not possible for them. So we got to be careful that we don't put too much pressure on our men to be there for us and meet our every need. And same vice versa. I mean, men can't expect women to meet every single need. They got their guy friends, their dads, their mentors, a pastor or whatever that they can talk to and do their man thing with.
Well, I think as a wise woman, you don't want your voice to be the only voice in your man's,
right,
life. You,
right,
know, we've talked about that before, yes, too. What a man needs, he needs a mentor. He needs first and foremost God,
yeah,
you know, and those values in his life. And he does need guy friends or, you know, a good work environment with some good men with healthy testosterone and,
right,
healthy marriages that are also going to boost that for him too.
Right. And, you know, I did a podcast on the 10 characteristics of a high value, yeah, man. And one of those is something that I always encourage women who are dating and are in a you know, an exclusive relationship, maybe leading to marriage, is that something to look for in that man is that he has friends around him, other men, maybe older men that he respects, he looks up to, that he is willing to make himself accountable to. Because that's really important, because those men will be your advocate. Mm-hmm. I know for Steve and I, maybe you've heard me say this before, whenever we would come to a standstill in our relationship about something that we didn't agree on, you know, I would always say, okay, we need to talk to somebody else. We need a mediator. So you can pick them. Like, who is the man? And I knew the men in his life that he respected. And I would say, let's go to our pastor. And I will stand down. I mean, if I am wrong, I'm happy to humble myself and stand down and defer to you. And if you're wrong, you know, same thing. And in 43 years of marriage, honestly, I don't know that we've ever even actually had to do it. We talked about doing it, but because, you know, my husband would always say, you know, okay, let's look at that again. Let's keep talking about this. Or, you know, maybe we do need input, and then we get it when we need it. So it's always good to have outside resources, because, you know, there could become times where you can't agree on something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Or there's conversations you don't need to be having as a wife because you want to maintain that good relationship that sometimes I just pray like, God, I hope somebody has this conversation, because only a male can get through this certain thing. You know, he's only going to hear it from another strong man.
Right. Some things are better said by a man. Some things are better said by a woman.
Yeah. But getting back to just the general conversation, the general listening to your woman.
Yes.
You know, you talked about a couple tools. So holding the basket open, letting her verbal vomit, and letting her get it out. I think even asking the question, I don't know, tell me if this is right. I mean, I love when Christian says, like, okay, what do you need from me?
Right. See, and that's
leadership. I love that word need. Like, what do you need
from
me?
Yes, and that's a man leading a woman, helping her to figure out her emotions and her feelings and leading her through that, asking those questions when it's time to ask the question and saying, you know, so what can I do? How can I help?
Yeah.
What do you need from me? And that is very loving. That's good masculine leadership, guys. Not just cutting her off and saying, okay, I've heard enough.
Well, even so like a lot of times, because Christian's so positive, he'll be the cheerleader like, yeah, babe, I hear you. You got this. You know, you're rocking it out with all these dance drop-offs and all the things going on and homeschool. Right. Yeah, you got this. And I'm like, that still just makes me feel stifled. I just need to, I just need to process it. I need help figuring out this schedule of dance weekend or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, so I feel more heard when he does say like, okay, what do you need from me?
Yeah. Tell me more.
Yeah.
And I know I said that one time to some men, and they go, oh my gosh, that would be a nightmare. Tell me more. But men, a lot of times, and I'll just add this and then we'll be done with this. A man thinks if I listen to her and she's continuing to get more and more emotional and now she's crying, I got to stop it or it's going to get worse. No. If she feels heard, she'll stop talking because she feels like she got it out. She's heard. Mm-hmm. She's understood. She's validated. It actually has the reverse effect. She will calm down. She'll get her emotions in check because she knows that she feels understood by you. She feels seen by you. So it's not going to escalate. And even if it escalates a little bit, guys, and I know that's uncomfortable for men to be around super emotional women because you don't want to see them hurting. You don't want to see them cry. You want to fix them. I get that. But a lot of times we don't need you to fix us. We just need you to be there, a shoulder to cry on, someone to lean on.
Yeah. Stay in it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times the first things we say isn't the root of if there is an issue, if there is a problem. So that's one thing I appreciate in my marriage is we've stayed in it, whether we're fighting or whether we're just clarifying a season or just having conversation, he stays in it. And I can work out and usually get to the root. So it doesn't keep coming up.
Yes. That's
so it doesn't
such a
keep,
good point.
You know, circulating around the same conversation over and over again, we can get to the right side of thinking with a lot of those tools.
So, very good. Very good.
And it always ends up with a better connection in the
bedroom.
In the kitchen. Just kidding. With my sourdough. Just kidding. In the bedroom. Always a better connection.
Yes.
In the bedroom. So thank you, Danielle, so much. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you know when a new episode is coming your way. If you heard something that resonated with you today, or you have a friend, a girlfriend, or your husband, send it to him and share this episode. Danielle's very active on social media, so make sure you leave a comment and follow her on Instagram and Facebook.